Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Miner Update. A report on Alaska's oil potential is at the heart of a controversy at the Department of Interior. The magazine Mother Jones reports that a top scientist at the U.S. Geological Survey resigned late last year to protest what he saw as a threat to the agency's scientific integrity just before USGS released a major assessment of how much oil and gas it believes is in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
The assessment looked at the oil potential of the Petroleum Reserve, or NPRA, a massive chunk of land on Alaska's north slope west of Prudhoe Bay. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced it just before Christmas in a press release with the headline, "New Interior Department Survey Shows Huge Increase in Recoverable Energy Resources." The USGS is a research arm within the Interior Department.
When it comes to doing the quantitative assessments, we take every precaution to avoid even a hint of influence of political bias or influence.
That's David Hausnecht, who wrote the report on the NPRA. Mother Jones reports USGS Associate Director Murray Hitzman resigned on principle after the number two boss at Interior, David Bernhardt, pressed him to release the oil and gas data to the secretary days before it was released to the public. Hitzman did not respond to interview requests for this story, but Mother Jones published his resignation letter. For years, Hausnecht says, the USGS has made it a practice not to brief political appointees on finished assessments until the moment the document is released publicly. That way, neither side, pro-drilling or anti, gets a head start in putting its spin on the data.
The credibility of the USGS, that's really the most important thing to us.
Hausnecht says, as far as he knows, the USGS was not ultimately forced to provide a preview of the data. A spokeswoman for Interior Secretary Zinke says Zinke and his deputy have the legal authority to see any scientific data produced by the department. She also sent a statement from the USGS director saying the service was not asked to change the assessment at all. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A bill legalizing production of industrial hemp has made its way through the Alaska House and Senate and awaits the governor's pen. Alaska Public Media reports that if signed into law, the legislation will allow registered participants into a pilot program to grow hemp. That's the name typically used for varieties of the cannabis plant that produce useful fibers but almost no THC, the psychoactive compound in marijuana. Wasilla Republican Senator Shelley Hughes introduced the bill more than a year ago after reworking legislation originally written by former Senator Johnny Ellis.
It was time to remove hemp from the marijuana statutes. There's no psychoactive impact from hemp. If you were to smoke acres and acres and acres of hemp, all you would get would be a sore throat and a cough.
Hughes says she was approached by farmers looking to grow hemp for livestock feed and bedding, oil spill cleanup materials, and other products. She says she hopes a pilot project would give the Division of Agriculture a starting point to foster a wider hemp industry in the future. Even if the bill is signed into law soon, Hughes says it is unclear if regulations will be written in time for this year's growing season. She says it is more likely that farmers could be growing industrial hemp in Alaska in 2019. The Alaska Senate is getting a new member. Senate Republicans announced today that they have confirmed Mike Schauer to fill the seat vacated last month by Wasilla Republican Mike Dunleavy. The process to fill the seat has been messy. Senate Republicans rejected Governor Bill Walker's first choice, who was not among the finalists advanced by Senate District E Republicans. Walker's second nominee was on the list, but withdrew amid a backlash over controversial social media posts. Republicans, at the request of Walker's office, then provided more names for consideration, including Showers. Schauer, who is from Wasilla, served in the United States Air Force and currently flies for FedEx. And finally tonight, the Alaska House of Representatives is discussing a bill that could create a wild game refuge in the Tangle Lakes region, protecting the lakes and surrounding areas from further development. Anchorage Democratic Representative Andy Josephson introduced House Bill 272 in January. Josephson said in a telephone interview with the Daily News Miner that the push for a refuge has long been in the works, at least since 2002. If passed, HB 272 would designate 156,000 acres of land as a game refuge in the Tangle Lakes region north of the Denali Highway and west of the Richardson Highway. Josephson clarified that while the refuge would protect the area from further development in mining or oil and gas exploration, it would honor those leases that are in the books now. The legislation is yet to gain any co-sponsors, but Josephson said this is common and bills typically gain more of a following later in the committee process. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.